No offense to anyone, but if you are germophobic, I think this gospel is a little bit difficult to bear. I think we all are a little bit germophobic. We have to, don't we, in order to take care of ourselves. But especially as we deal with this pandemic, I'm afraid to go to the grocery store and sneeze. I'm afraid I'm going to get shot because people think I have the virus. But it is what it is. I mean, this is what we have, and we just continue to move on with the grace of God. In today's gospel, we have so many lessons to learn from our Lord, from Jesus. I was doing some research to find out why did he use saliva for this healing? He could use something else. I mean, to heal the servant, when the centurion asked him to heal his servant, he did it remotely. I mean, he's got the power to do that. He doesn't have to use none of this. Really, in this peculiar way, it's a little bit gross. It's difficult, again, to bear. I am so thankful to Almighty God that the disciples did not imitate precisely those kind of healings. Because as a priest, I don't want to be putting my fingers into no one's mouth. So I'm so grateful that they did not imitate that. Why did he do that? Well, some Jewish tradition in their law says that using saliva, it was part of the tradition because it has some healing power. Some other people say that that's what it was done in that time. So he did that. But it doesn't matter. He's God, and we really don't know, have an answer why he used saliva. Of course, there's some scholars out there that have suggestions, but I'm not really into that. The healing methods more than the healing lessons that he's given us. The lesson to all of us of the power of Jesus to heal. This guy, we do not know exactly his age, but I believe he's a young man. We do not know if he was born like that precisely. Hopefully not. Maybe not. He's deaf and has a speech impediment, but the people brought him to Jesus. We're talking about here the work of evangelization. Perhaps you and I were brought to our faith by our parents or later in life, as we heard someone talking about Jesus, the gospel, etc. So he is brought to Jesus. We are all called to continue to bring people to Christ in the work of evangelization, bringing the gospel out there to others, the missionary work in the church. Secondly, Jesus took him off by himself away from the crowd. Once we are brought to Jesus, to the faith, it is an individual conversion, an ongoing conversion, a daily conversion. And here I want to highlight the sacrament of confession. When you go to the confessional, you don't go with your parents, your spouse, your children, the whole church. It's not a general confession, but an individual confession. I think Jesus wants to highlight here the importance of having that reconciliation one-on-one. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. And again, this is precisely what happens at the confessional. You go away with Christ, you tell him your messiness. I think this is where we can put the saliva, the messiness of sin. But Jesus cleanses that messiness, that sin, through the words of absolution given by the priest. The sin is absolved. The sins are forgiven. Ephatha, be opened. In this gospel, Jesus is asking all of us to be opened, to have an openness to life, an openness to mercy and charity, an openness to continue to share the gospel, an openness to the doctrines of the faith, an openness to love, an openness to understand, an openness not to be afraid, not to be so panicky about what is going on out there in the world. We cannot change that, but we can change the way we set ourselves apart and have that encounter with Christ, to be with him, to remain with him, to be faithful, an openness to bring others to Christ, Ephatha. This is what the church needs in this particular time. Men and women who are willing to say yes, to go away with Jesus in prayer, just like this young man, to go away with him and have that private encounter in prayer, that private encounter by receiving the Blessed Sacrament, the sacraments, sacrament of confession, the sacrament of Holy Communion, so that we can do the work that that God has entrusted to all of us. He has done all things well. This reminds us of Genesis, when he created everything and he saw that it was good, because he has done all things well. And he will continue to do all things well through you and through me. As we approach this holy banquet, we ask our Blessed Mother to help us so that we may surrender, so that we may be healed from our deafness. If we have a speech impediment, we do have that when we do not defend the doctrines of the faith, when we do not defend life, when we do not defend our faith. And ultimately, we have a speech impediment and we close our ears when we do not defend him, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for you and for me. Again, we ask our Blessed Mother to help us so that we may be able to be opened to whatever Christ is calling us to do. Please stand.